It's been 24 hours, and Dipper still hasn't come out of his room. I did hear him singing something, but it was too muffled to hear clearly from downstairs in the living room, and seeing as how he seemed pretty annoyed at me, I didn't want to bother him again. I just couldn't leave him in his room forever, though. There had to be something I could do, but try as I might, I couldn't come up with any ideas. Becoming desperate, I did the only other thing I could think of. I headed out to my car and drove out to Stan Grizzly's cabin. I needed some advice, and Birch was usually pretty good at giving it. He's been staying at Stan's place for, well, years now. When I got there, though, I didn't see Birch's car. I did see Stan's, though, and decided to see if he could help instead.
Hang on, I'm coming.
Hey, Wally! What brings you around these parts?
Hey, Stan. I need your advice on something. Can I come in?
Sure. Door's always open for you. Just sit yourself down on the couch there.
I messed up. Big time.
Oh, now what's got you saying that?
You know how I called you guys saying Dipper came home?
Yep. Remember like it was yesterday.
It was yesterday, Stan.
Yeah, see? Makes perfect sense, don't it? Now what's going on?
He and I got into a talk about how he's been doing over the last few years. And when the subject of Susan was brought up, his mood seemed to spiral downward rather quickly.
Really now? Strange, that don't sound like him. Well, unless he's changed since being in the military. It does happen, you know.
I tried singing a song which I thought for sure would pick his spirits back up, but it didn't work. And then when we got back to the apartment, he ran up to his room and locked the door. That's when I called his Uncle Stargazer. Then you guys. Then his dad. I just thought that maybe talking to someone else would help, but it seems to have made things worse.
You might have been a little too concerned there, Wally. What did you sing him anyway?
One of the songs I wrote last year. Why?
Well, I'm trying to figure out why it didn't have the intended effect.
The one I sang was called Hold On. I was hoping that in hearing it, he'd realize he shouldn't just give up on love just because one person didn't work out. I never meant to make it worse, Stan. Really. I was trying to help.
Well, piling on with all his friends and relatives sure didn't help. Any idea what his state of mind is now?
He's been in his room with the door locked for more than a day now. I'm already getting scared he's going to do something he shouldn't, and if he does, then I'll have to worry about Bobby getting mad at me. I promised Bobby I'd look out for Dipper when he got home. Stan, help! Please!
Well, Wally, I don't blame you for trying to help, knowing the kind of heart you have. Now, I don't know Dipper as well as you do, but he doesn't strike me as the kind of bear who'd do something irrational. I'd say just stay back for a while and give him some space. He knows he's got you and Bobby and his family there if he needs you.
Wally, to what do we owe this pleasure?
I'll give you one guess.
Oh, Dips, huh? Yeah, he seemed annoyed when I called. Has he improved at all?
Afraid not. He's been locked in his room for the last 24 hours and hasn't come out. I never should have told you guys to call. All I did was make it worse. And now Dipper's upset and angry.
24 hours, huh? He's got to be getting hungry.
More than likely. Why?
Well, what's his favorite food?
I know he enjoys enchiladas.
Think you could whip up some extra special? I can buy any special ingredients you need.
Not necessary. We added a few foods to the menu just this week. As luck would have it, that was one of them. Bobby's Mexican dishes are really good.
Okay. Think you could entice him to the restaurant for some of them? Tell him anything. Tell him you'll leave him alone to his thoughts. Anything to get him out there.
What are you going to do?
Stan, do you remember that routine we did for the charity concert a couple of years ago?
Which one? You mean the one where we came out in costume and nearly brought down the house?
That's the one. You still have the costume parts?
Well, yeah, they should be around here somewhere. Unless you threw them out for some reason.
Whatever it is you're planning, I really hope it works. I shudder to think what Dipper's going to do if I can't pull him out of this funk.
Well, if I know Dips, making him laugh will crack through anything. He's a good-natured bear, and this should at least get him smiling again. Hopefully enough to let us help him.
I don't have any other ideas, so I'll give it a shot. Thanks, Birch. Thanks, Stan. See you guys later. I headed back to the apartment after that and went upstairs. I hope Dipper's at least calmed down a bit.
Yeah?
Dipper, can you open the door, please? I want to apologize.
Apology accepted. Now go away.
I can't do that, Dipper. Not until you open the door.
Okay, I opened the door.
Look, I'm sorry for what I did. I was only trying to help. I admit I don't know you as well as Bobby, so maybe he would have had a different way to help that would have actually worked better, but I want to make it up to you.
Yeah? How?
We did just switch out to our Mexican food recipes. I know you like enchiladas. How about I make you some at the restaurant? On the house.
What kind?
Chicken. Pure breast meat.
Refried beans and guacamole?
Freshly made.
Okay, I was getting pretty hungry. We going now?
Yeah, let's go. Dipper took a couple more minutes to clean himself up before I drove us to the restaurant again. We got inside and I brought Dipper to a table that was close enough to see the stage, but not close enough that he'd get suspicious of anything going on. Here you go, Dipper. Want anything to drink?
Una cerveza, por favor.
Un momento. Here you go. And here's a glass if you'd rather not drink out of the bottle. I'll get that food started. Just please do me a favor. Don't leave.
Not without eating. I'm starved.
Good. Be back with your food as soon as it's ready. I just have one quick thing I gotta do. Birch, Stan, I got him here. Are you guys ready?
Yeah, the costume barely fits anymore, no thanks to you, Wally. But it will probably enhance the effect anyway. Stan, you got that hat on good? I don't want it falling off again.
Never mind my hat, boy. I'm more worried about you busting the seam on those trousers. Don't need a full moon over the mountains tonight.
So, I assume this little number has music to go with it. Did you bring me a music sheet I can follow?
Already on the piano, Wally. I ran through it a couple of times with the other musicians before the doors opened.
All right. I hope this works. And by the way, you two look ridiculous.
Ain't that the point?
Yeah. Well, here goes nothing. Is this thing on? Okay. Desires is proud to present a special treat for you tonight. We have two special guests here to perform for you. One has won two Grammys, and the other two Newberries. Here are Birch Draper and Stan Grizzly. I went straight to the piano and began the opening band. The first to come out was Birch, dressed up looking like an Elvis impersonator, complete with shades. Then Stan came out and looked only to be described as a complete dye job on his fur and a red and white tall hat with tatters attached, obviously attempting to look like some Seuss character.
Don't laugh. I bet plenty of you men dye your fur.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Well, it's been a few years since we were both stars, but I gotta say, you got the better life.
Now, my friend, that isn't true. I wish I had the life you do. With all the travel and the spotlight too, it is I who's envious of you.
I bet it's great to sing in Branson. That's wonderful.
What's so wonderful? You can win a Newbery. Now that's wonderful.
What's so wonderful? I can't attend a signing. Your song was in a movie. That's wonderful.
What's so wonderful? You stay at home and write all day. Now that's wonderful.
What's so wonderful? Windows 8 keeps crashing. The grass is always greener on somebody else's estate. The meat is always leaner on somebody else's dinner plate.
You work in just your underwear. That's wonderful.
What's so wonderful? You could win a Grammy. Now that's wonderful.
What's so wonderful? I already have 17. The critics, they all love you. Now that's wonderful.
What's so wonderful? Performing at the White House. Now that's wonderful.
What's so wonderful? The president shouts, "Where's Dipper?"
The grass is always greener on somebody else's front lawn. Somebody else's wiener always has a lot more relish on.
You sang a duet with Elton John. Now that's wonderful.
What's so wonderful? You can sleep till afternoon. That's wonderful.
What's so wonderful? I wake up with a migraine. You're always in the magazines. That's wonderful.
What's so wonderful? You can make lasagna. Now that's wonderful.
What's so wonderful? There's more to life than eating.
I sure would love more eating.
Well, then how about we enjoy our dinner?
I already ate your dinner.
You did what?
Pie makes you kind of teary. Oh, think about it, dearie. The grass is always greener. And someone else is yarn. It's hard.
Now about that dinner thing.
Bravo! Encore!
Feeling better, Dipper?
Yeah, thanks, Wally. I needed that laugh. Are Birch and Stan staying?
I'll see if I can talk them into it. It turned out that they had planned to talk to Dipper after the show anyway. And once Stan had taken a shower to wash out the dye, they joined him at the table. By that time, Dipper's food was ready.